Music by Claude Debussy, Masks, as played by pianist Stephen Osborne here on Classical KUSC. That's a cut from our album of the week. In fact, we've got two albums of the week. They're both on Hyperion, and they are both, in fact, the identical recordings, identical pieces, different pianists, Stephen Osborne and Stephen Huff. And they recorded a whole bunch of Debussy's music. And you can sort of decide for yourself what your favorite interpretation is. You can get more information about these albums by going to KUSC.org and listen throughout the week for Dueling Debussy here on Classical KUSC. A little bit later on this hour, we'll go to Paris, Debussy's home, for some music from, well, before Debussy's time. But right now, it's World War II era music, although just slightly before World War II. But things in Europe were not good for many, many artists, as the rise of fascism caused many artists and many human beings of any profession to flee the continent. Among them, composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, whose family had to flee Spain because of their Jewish roots. And then when the Italian racial laws were passed in late 1938, Castelnuovo Tedesco found that his music was banned from the radio and all future performances of his work were canceled. He stuck around for a few more months, even though his music couldn't be played on the radio or performed in public. And then he realized, okay, it's time to get out of here. In 1939, the same year that he wrote this music that we're going to hear next on KUSC, he left Italy and came out to Hollywood, where he ended up writing all sorts of great classical music and writing over 200 film scores, and spent the rest of his life here in Southern California. In fact, he died in 1968 and is buried in the Westwood Village Memorial Park Cemetery. Here is music from 1939. So much turmoil in his life when he wrote this music. The Guitar Concerto No. 1 in D Major by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. It's played here by Pepe Romero with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields.